We're at the 30A Songwriters Festival in Greater Walton County, Florida. You can hear Tiff Merritt in the background. I'm standing here with Mike Witte, who just completed a remarkable set, thought-provoking, fun, with an amazing lineup of people, Tommy Womack among them, and Webb Wilder, who's a hero to a lot of Americana music fans. And he closed with a song tonight that from the Thompson Brothers, and he was a Thompson brother, a great record, early 90s that went under-recognized, but was a brilliant record produced by Bill Lloyd and featured a single by Don Henry. And now he's writing his own, obviously a lot of his own stuff and recording solo. What's going on in the life of Mike Witte now?
Well, I just had a baby and got married. I have a little 2-year-old son, and I've moved down to the South Walton County. Been playing around in different bars and different areas or different places around here. I just had a song, actually with the Thompson Brothers, that was on Diary of a Wimpy Kid that I just found out about. I didn't even know. I just got a check in the mail, and here you go. Wow, I guess I have a song in a movie. So that's kind of what's been going on in the short of Mike Witte.
Okay, so I'm still mourning that the Thompson Brothers did not break really, really, really big. Of course, that's the injustice of the music industry. What's your take on that era of your career?
Well, I mean, it was a different time. I mean, we moved down to Nashville, like on the kind of like wake of people like Foster and Lloyd and Steve Earle and the O'Kanes and all these great music, the Kentucky Headhunters even as a fun side of that. And then when we got there, a lot changed. It got very pop. I mean, Garth Brooks, God bless him, but it really just kind of like took a different turn with that whole Billy Ray Cyrus thing. And we just kind of fell into the cracks in that whole pop country thing.
So you've stuck with it, done very well, and you're now at the Songwriters Festival, 38th Songwriters Festival, on your home turf, actually.
Yeah.
What makes this kind of an event different from other gigs you might do?
Well, for one thing, it's a lot shorter. usually I'm playing 4 hours, I'm playing a lot of covers, and someone's asking me to play Dixieland Delight and something else, which I enjoy doing all that stuff, but it's good because we get to play all our own music, we get to hear a lot of different artists, a lot of different people, a lot of different songwriters, and just get inspired by everyone's work.
Well, we're at the 38th Songwriters Festival. Thank you, Mike Witte.
Well, thank you.